Hey, Brian Parker here with another exciting video. This week is, the Weird Sounding Trust week. However, this doesn't start out to be that, but it is. It's just another trust situation of a securitization. This is how to hack a Galaxy International an upgrade collection lawsuit. What do I mean? Well, it's one of these deals like I just did a couple of days ago where a company has originated the debt into a secure trust and then the debt defaulted and now Galaxy International has it. So Galaxy has sued my client. They've now got to show that they own the debt. So let's say if they did, things that you should look for in this video. Number one, look at the original borrower agreement. Number two, and we talked about this last time, choice of law or the governing provision, meaning the contract dictates everything. So you're going to be accused of breaching the contract. Okay, they can't themselves breach the agreement. So if they did, they can't very well sling mud at you. Number three, look at the pleadings. Are there any real misrepresentations? Number four, the bill of sale. In this case, the bill of sale is everything, and you're going to have some fun with this. Just read and you will win this case. Are there any assignments from the original creditor to the plaintiff? So those are the five things you want to look at. Number one, and we're going to put this on the screen, the bill of sale. Okay, so that's your typical bill of sale. Now, what judges will lock into, and so will other people analyzing the case, they go, oh, they got a bill of sale. You know what? Read it. It's not too hard, and I'm not being rude when I'm admonishing you, but it's fun. Check this out. So let me put up the first two paragraphs, Shazam of the bill of sale, highlight them is what I'm doing. And if you read it, upgrade, so upgrade showed up. They're the servicer of this debt for a Blue Ridge Bank, who is the originator. So they've securitized this thing. And now Upgrade has shown up and saying, yep, we own it. And they say, Upgrade Inc., a Delaware corporation seller, and Galaxy International Purchasing LLC is the buyer. And they executed a purchase agreement December 13, 2022. All right, the question to ask is, what's that got to do with this? They're just telling you got a purchase agreement. Okay, it's not a bill of sale. And this is what I call the forward flow agreement that every sale between these parties has to flow through. The next thing is, for value received and in further consideration of the mutual covenants and conditions set forth in the agreement, the investors referenced in Exhibit 1 hereby transfer, sell, grant, and deliver to buyer. All right, what investors? Where did the investors come from? So the point I'm making to you is, while this in the pleadings of this lawsuit, which I will show you. In fact, go ahead. Exhibit 1, there's the pleadings. And there's really not much there other than reference to go take a look yourself. There's nothing about Upgrade. There's nothing about investors. But in the bill of sale, these investors are really just signing on, or Upgrade is, of a power of attorney. So this is not a bill of sale. And if you go to the last paragraph, Shazam, last paragraph of the bill of sale, seller represents and warrants that each of the undersigned investors had executed a limited power of attorney between such investor and seller. That's all well and good if first you show how Upgrade got the debt to sell it to Galaxy. But how did Upgrade get the debt? But there's got to be something saying Upgrade is selling this debt or even this conglomeration of debts. Just read it for a second. It doesn't say that Upgrade is selling anything. It just says in the first paragraph, we executed a purchase agreement. So again, you look at the word bill of sale, well, there it is. Just read the first two paragraphs and you discover that there's no sale occurring. There's no bill of sale. Maybe bill is being sold. But now these magical investors have shown up. What does that mean? Well, what do investors invest in? Hello? Hello? In secure trust, that's what investors invest in. You should go next time you call your mortgage company, say, what investors own this? And they'll tell you, there's a huge secure trust. Well, the word investors is a hint and a half for you. There is a secure trust here, and apparently more than one investor. There's investors. So this is just a power of attorney between the investors and the seller to sell whatever they have. And that's fine too if you show how the investors receive the debt to sell to the buyer. None of that is mentioned. So what we're going to look at, I'm going to show you something cool. What you don't see and what I'm going to show you on the bill of sale is quite fascinating. Here are the investors. And by the way, what I'm showing you is 50% of all the investors that are connected to this that were signing off on this debt. Ready? Shazam. And that's a list of all the investors going down that have signed off. Well, Michael Young is signing off for the investors. Just look at the companies. Affinity Plus Credit Union, Allegis Credit Union, Baxter Credit Union, Broadway Bank, all these, and the Alternate Lending Holdings Trust. What do we mean when we hear trusts? What do we know? Ameritent Bank. There's credit unions, there's trust. So my point being is, hey man, there is something amiss here if all these companies are signing up on this. So what are you going to find? Well, under Green, Mays versus Green, you have to show each assignment between each assignor and assignee, not here, and you have to show that the assignment includes the name of the debtor and the account number. Definitely not here. But what we should ask is, who is Michael Young and where's his authority to sign for all these numerous, there's about 100 of them. Without that, you cannot just sign willy-nilly and say, yep, we got it. You got to show that they have the authority to sign for all these companies, which you're never going to see. Let's put on screen the Green versus PRA designation, just so I love this case. So Shazam, Maisie Green versus Portfolio Recovery Associates. And essentially, this is where the Court of Appeals turned back a trial court's decision, finding that PRA failed to prove it owned Miss Green's debt. And so they reversed the circuit court's decision, as you can see. But the cool thing to put up on screen, Shazam, here's the holding of that court. In sum, we hold that a plaintiff who asserts ownership of a debt by assignment must produce evidence for each and every assignment showing the chain of title of the debt passed from the original assigner to the plaintiff. So what I just told you, all those numerous investors, each must show ownership of the debt and evidence, which you won't see. So that's in 99% of these type cases. So that's what I'm telling you. Here's the case I actually prosecuted. That's a general model that you can use in your situation if you want. So let's put it on screen that you're going to see in my affidavit and my answer, Shazam. There are no assignments showing how each investor received the account. Account? That's right. Not even the debt is being passed around. When you see the words account, what does it mean? It means there's a secure trust because the debt holds the trust and the person, in this case, I think it was Upgrade as the servicer and not an owner, is seeking payment on the accounts. So again, the rule is if there's accounts but no mention of a debt, you got a secure trust and you should not be sued. So it's always that question, accounts versus debts. That's a great inquiry for a creditor lawsuit or a debt buying weird sounding trust or company, that's Galaxy International, whatever that is. So we have to, and I'm going to show you something cool. On screen, put the borrower's agreement. Remember I said at the beginning, you got to look at the borrower's agreement. There's an average borrower's agreement, and it's this one. This is the one I defended for my client. And you can see that Galaxy's name is Rao. No, it isn't. The name of Blue Ridge is the bank, and that is the company that gave to the borrower, which is my client. So that's the original creditor or lender. They've got to have an assignment to, in this case, Upgrade, because Upgrade had some purchase agreement, to Galaxy International, who is the plaintiff in this case. And here it is. Oh, no, they don't have that either. There are no assignments attached to this, and you won't see them. Here's another trick. Go into the borrower's agreement and look for the governing law of this proceeding. And it will say, in this case, this is a Michigan case, it'll say they have a right to sue you in Michigan. So go ahead, put it on the screen, Cindy, Shazam. And it says right there that the laws of the state of, Virginia. So they have an agreement that they're saying you breach, but they have an agreement governing law, which they have to follow, because they have to follow the terms and conditions, just as you do, saying this case should be held in Virginia. It's not. So that's an important nail on their debt coffin. Okay, that's one nail. I used to say wall. Now we're going for nails on coffin. It's more graphic. So there's no assignments. They're in the wrong court, wrong law. There's the purchase bill of sale shows no sale actually occurring. And it brings you more questions and inquiries and doubts. Who are the investors? How did they receive all this? So at the end of your answer of in your lawsuit, and by the way, on my membership website, collectionstoppersolutions.com, you'll see the affidavit in Word, my answer in Word, their complaint. You'll see, I believe if there's a counterclaim in this case, you'll see that in Word, so you can use as you choose. Answer, affidavit, counterclaim in Word. You'll see my answer with three exhibits attached to it. A state law that applies and a special case in Michigan, but more importantly, the counter affidavit and the Mays versus Green case. So in conclusion, and I write this right in the answer, let me put it up on screen. Shazam. As there are no assignment or bill of sale specific to defendant and no pleadings identifying how any of the numerous entities receiving and passing on the debt were legally able to receive and pass on the debt, this case should be dismissed as plaintiff has no standing to sue. So we do not deny, admit our answers. We give a full story to the court. We show them through our borrower's agreement, the documents of the plaintiff, the pleadings. If you look at, let me put that up again, their actual lawsuit, Shazam, look how sterile and anemic, great words, there. This is just shit. It's nothing. There's no chain of evidence, mention of investors, that their own documents are showing there should be in a complaint. So you can do real well with, this is a prototypical model of the average lawsuit. And by the way, this is from a law firm, a national law firm called Rausch and Sturm. They're all over the place. When they sue my clients on Synchrony Bank, this is the complaint. When they sue my clients on Crown Asset Management, this is the complaint. So that up there is what they use in a generic one-size-fits-all toolbox that has one tool in it, and that tool is blunt and doesn't work. Look how sterile that is. Well, that's good. We love that, because we take, the rule is, what do? How do we win these cases? We're doing a lot of this today. Dun, 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 dun. We use their own documents against them. You got it again, please. We wrap that up in our counter affidavit. We attach it to our answer, and again, the answer does not need to be as sterile as their complaint is. Make it readable. Add the affidavit. See how I've laid it out. You can have my answer in Word. You can have, and you can use that. Like, let's say you get a Crown Asset Management lawsuit. Go ahead and apply the Galaxy International answer, because it works. It will work. It's the same shit. They have these bad chain of titles. In this case, they've given you a gift. All those signatures, all those companies, some of them are investors, have to have, according to Mays versus Green, and by the way, any assignment law, you got to show at least the debt and at least the name of the person. Ain't gonna happen, baby. So there you go. You got a great bunch of bologna. This stuff in between your slice of answer and slice of counter affidavit, which we will add and support your counterclaim against them. They could end up handing you a check, even though they claim you owe them 10 grand. That's what I intend to do. And we're going to work hard for you. I'm going to work hard for my client. I'm going to work hard for you, my friends and members. Like, love, subscribe, and we'll keep doing this and having fun. You can see I love this stuff. I do. And I hope that love comes through to you and those documents are enough. You can go to my membership site and see a world of collection protection defense of for everybody. PRA, MCM, Discover Bank, any most creditors. I got to do one on Cap One next week, I think. I've got so much to do. I sit there at night going, I want to do a video. But I got a day job too. So I'm squeezing it out as best I can for you. I hope you like, love, and subscribe. But this Galaxy International lawsuit will be beaten by you. Thank you. Bye now.